forced obsolescence was built in. Now, or when they began building it in. If you want to read about this, Mish Shedlock, Mish's Global Economic Blog, I believe he still calls it, writes a lot about this and about how American manufacturers stopped caring about their employees, stopped caring about the guy that was assembling the Kenmore refrigerator, stopped, and they did. Once upon a time, they had Russ, still a remnant, if you will, from the ages of faith. There was somewhat of a redemptive sense of solidarity that, no, you just don't do those sorts of things. You know, you keep the plant open, and you explain to whoever it is that your customer, yeah, I know you could buy one from the Chinese cheaper than the one we make. You're employing your neighbor. If it breaks down, is a Chinaman going to come and fix it, or you're going to have to buy a new one? If yours breaks down, the guy that put the compressor in it lives right down the street. If you call him up, he'll probably come over and fix it for you or assist you in fixing it. There's a world of difference between that and just consume, 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 consume. Buy, 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 buy. Veruca Salt mentality that we had today. I want it, Daddy, and I want it now.
Yes. Well, Mike, I tell you what, I can tell you a couple other stories here, but I've been on long enough, so.
No, you haven't. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Russ, always a pleasure to hear from you. Now, how do you grade your favorite son now? Paul Ryan, I'm sorry.
I don't. Let's put it this way. For over a decade, I've had, shall I say, less than a glorification of the man. Because so disappointing. Matter of fact, the entire Republican delegation from this state seems to be nothing more than occupiers of the office.
Well, that's exactly what they are. So, thanks for the call, Russ. Appreciate it.
You got it.